With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting the House GOP is reportedly considering holding an official vote next month to authorize their impeachment inquiry against President Biden.
Republican leaders floated the possibility of a vote during a closed-door meeting with Republican lawmakers Wednesday, the Associated Press reported, citing an anonymous source. The possible reversal from the Republicans' previous stance comes amid a standoff with the White House over requests for information related to Biden and his family. Republican leaders have long said a vote on the impeachment inquiry is unnecessary, but are reconsidering as White House lawyers use the lack of formal House authorization to argue that the entire investigation lacks constitutional legitimacy. Edwin Mora, Washington.
A Virginia man has been arrested on charges related to the Capitol riot, Ed Donahue reports.
The FBI says charges against Ryan Orlando include theft of government property, disorderly conduct, and unauthorized entry on the floor of a House of Congress. An affidavit says Orlando stormed the Capitol on January 6th wearing a black mask and a Captain America backpack and took a pen from the desk of Maine Republican Senator Susan Collins and a drink coaster from the desk of West Virginia Democrat Joe Manchin. C-SPAN footage shows Orlando rifling through and possibly photographing documents from senators' desks, including one belonging to then-Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. The affidavit also says police removed Orlando from the building, but he got back in through a broken window. Ed Donahue, Washington.
The Israeli military says 10 Israelis and 4 Thai nationals have been released from captivity in the Gaza Strip and have been returned to Israel. It was the 6th such release by Hamas under a ceasefire between Israel and the terrorists. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 13 points, the Nasdaq dropped 23. This is SRN News. Some new statistics are raising concern amongst pro-family advocates and evangelical leaders.
The more wealthy a man is, the more likely he is to be married. The more wealthy a woman is, the less likely she is to be married. Accordingly, the more wealthy a man is, the more likely he is to be a father. The more wealthy a woman is, the less likely she is to be a mother.
That's Dr. Albert Moeller of the Southern Baptist Theology Seminary.
There's some people who say, look, this represents the liberation of women from the domestic expectation, the expectation that they will be wives and mothers. They are now liberated. The Christians have to look at this and say, well, but this could well doom human civilization itself.
Meanwhile, the U.S. birth rate has fallen to 1.6 in recent years. That's below the standard replacement rate of 2.1. More at albertmoeller.com. This is SRN News. Ukraine says the wife of its spy chief is being treated for heavy metals poisoning and suspicion is pointing to Russia. We hear more on this story from correspondent Ben Thomas reporting.
Ariana Budinova is the wife of Lieutenant General Kirill Budinov, the head of the military intelligence agency known as the GUR. A spokesman for the agency says Budinova is in hospital but did not offer details, such as the exact nature of the heavy metals that caused the poisoning, nor did he say if it was believed to have been intended for Budinov or whether Russia is thought to be behind it. Budinov has told reporters his wife has been living with him in his office. Earlier this year, the GUR spokesman said Budinov had survived 10 assassination attempts carried out by the Russian State Security Service, FSB. Russia had no immediate comment. I'm Ben Thomas.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.